This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more.
Ever wonder why some adults with ADHD seem to have like a roller coaster of emotions?
It's a common question, yeah, and a really important one.
This article dives into emotion dysregulation in adult ADHD. It's not just about impulsivity, it's about something deeper.
Exactly. It's about the brain's struggle to manage emotional responses.
So let's unpack this. What exactly is emotion dysregulation?
It's basically a struggle to manage your emotional responses effectively. Think intense mood swings, difficulty calming down after upsetting events, and relying on unhealthy coping mechanisms.
Like bottling things up or overthinking?
Precisely. Yeah. It's not just feeling emotions, it's how you handle them.
So how does this link to ADHD?
Adults with ADHD often score lower on emotional regulation tests. Mm. This isn't just a side effect, it's a core symptom.
Meaning it's a key part of the condition, not just something that happens to occur alongside it.
Exactly. And it impacts their daily lives, relationships, work, even legal trouble. Yeah, it's a big deal. What's going on in the brain?
It's a top-down regulation problem. Areas like the prefrontal cortex, which controls executive functions, aren't working as well as they should.
So the brain's control center is struggling to keep emotions in check?
Exactly. The amygdala, which processes emotions, is overactive, while the prefrontal cortex struggles to regulate it. It's a real imbalance.
How can clinicians spot this in their patients?
Look for emotional lability. Rapid mood shifts, persistent distress, difficulty recovering from negative emotions, and reliance on unhealthy coping mechanisms are also key indicators.
So it's not just about a bad day, it's a pattern of behavior.
Precisely. It's a persistent struggle, a real challenge for them.
What can be done to help?
A combined approach works best. Medication like methylphenidate or atomoxetine can help improve both ADHD symptoms and emotion regulation.
So it's not just about calming the hyperactivity, it's about improving emotional control too.
Exactly. And behavioral therapies like mindfulness and cognitive reappraisal teach people healthier ways to manage their emotions. It's a holistic approach.
Why is this combined approach so crucial?
It addresses both the emotional reactivity and the executive function deficits. It's about building emotional resilience alongside managing the core ADHD symptoms.
So it's not just treating the symptoms, but building coping mechanisms.
Exactly. It's about empowering individuals to manage their emotions effectively, giving them the tools they need.
What are the next steps in research?
We need better assessment tools to accurately measure emotion dysregulation and more research into how it interacts with other factors like gender and comorbidities.
So tailoring treatment to individual needs is key.
Absolutely. And developing more targeted interventions will improve outcomes. That's the goal.
So emotion dysregulation is a significant part of adult ADHD, impacting daily life and requiring a comprehensive treatment approach.
It's not just about managing hyperactivity and impulsivity. It's about building emotional resilience and developing healthy coping mechanisms. It's a big picture thing.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights. I really appreciate it.